Okay, we're having a special class on the Jewish home. There are a few points which I thought we should discuss. Nothing personal. This is these are points which I think every chatan should think about. And because we have a chatan and it's a one-time class and it's connected to what we learned earlier today, so I decided to focus on a few points. When we get married, so we're very fortunate, Baruch Hashem, we're building a home, and we always have to remember the balance, that something that stands well can give assistance to others. First, it has to stand well, the person has to have firm footing before he could help someone else. So too we have to remember, especially in the beginning of marriage, to take the time to invest in building our own home, building our own relationship. Very often people are ready to run out and do a million good things, and they forget that it's important to take the time and invest in their own home. So it's very important to take that time, always, and especially in the beginning. As much as we've had time together beforehand, the time that we have together after we're married is going to be different. The decisions we make together, it's different. So we get close together. We're going to live in the same house. We're going to live in the same room. We're going to share the same bathroom, the same shower. We're going to live together, right? We're going to build a home. Now, we've had classes discussing that we both come from different norms. Every two people come from different homes. And we've had classes discussing the differences between men and women and how we have to have patience for that. All this you can find on the web. Today I want to discuss something which we've never discussed before. And that is the balance between the need for closeness and the need for space and the moderation with which we have to enter into a relationship. On the one hand, we want to be together, and that's wonderful. But we also have to leave space for one another. And we have to be open-minded in that. If couples want to go together to his friend's wedding and her friend's wedding, let them go. They want to go together to work, to the barber, let them go. It's beautiful, especially when they're young couples. So sometimes she comes and sits with him when he's getting his hair cut. You ask yourself, you got nothing better to do, lady? No, she has nothing better to do. Right now she wants to be with her husband. Very nice. That's to each his own. I'm not going into specifics so much, but I do want to raise the point about the importance of giving one another space. And this is something which each couple has to define. The reason I'm raising it a little bit is because, especially when we make Aliyah and we spend so much time living alone, you have your dorm room friends, you have your friends, and you have your acquaintances, but a person really has, deep down inside, he has a certain loneliness which stems from the fact that he's been living without a family for a very long time. And then a person can find himself entering marriage where he needs more closeness, more togetherness, which is fine, so long as he respects that she might not need it. Meaning she might love him tremendously, but she needs her space. She doesn't want to be together all the time, and she might not want all kinds of togetherness that he wants, and we have to be prepared to understand that. That's point number one, that within a relationship we have to know that there are different times and different needs, and that we each have times where we need more closeness and less closeness, and everyone has to sense the other, and it's a give and take. But we also have to know that it's not a reflection of how much we love one another. It's just that we have different needs, and sometimes a guy coming from a situation where he's been living without his family for a very long time has greater need for closeness than a guy usually does, and it can set things a little bit off balance. Again, it's not something wrong, it's something we have to bear in mind. I'm talking as a guy who lived here for maybe 10 years alone before we got married. So I'm not talking to you as you, I'm talking to us as us. I even though I have family here in Israel, I wasn't going to them Yamim Tovim. I was living in the dorm room all alone, learning in Merkaz Rav. I'm not telling you something that's specifically to you or you or you. I'm saying something which I think is just, it's a common thing that I see. Now, one of the things that are worth remembering is the concept of tzniut. We know that Hashem gives blessing where there's tzniut. Hashem likes tzniut. Tzniut is a trait that we should try to acquire within our nefesh. You could have non-Jews that are tzanua, and you could have Jews that are not tzanua. You could have religious people that are tzanua and religious people that are not tzanua. Tzniut could be in the gait, the way a person walks. Tzniut could be in the way a person talks. Two people can wear the same clothing, and one will wear it in a tzanua fashion, and one will wear it in a non-tzanua fashion. And that's why it's so difficult in the laws of tzniut to define. You tell them wear a long skirt, so they tell you how long. You tell them to cover the knee, so they wear it so they cover it covers the knee when they're standing, but not when they're sitting. You tell them it has to be long, so it covers when they're sitting. They wear it with a slit. You tell them it can't be with a slit, they wear it tight. You tell them it can't be tight, so you understand that it's never ending. What?
That's how the
burqa
probably started.
Heck yeah.
Okay. So I'm just saying, tzniut. I gave examples of women. But tzniut is a trait for men and women. Tzniut is a trait that a person should try to acquire. And tzniut involves tzniut in action and tzniut in speech. Chazal say, we learn from the Navi, that one of the things God loves most is tzniut. When the Navi tells us, Ma Hashem Elokecha, what is God asking of you? He concludes with saying that, Tznei alechet im Elokecha, and go with modesty with God. The Zohar goes, I don't learn Zohar, but it's quoted in Halacha, that the Zohar goes so far as to say that a person who performs mitzvot, but he wants to show everyone how he's being pious, he's fasting, he's doing this and that and other thing, so God doesn't like his mitzvot. They can even act against him. And when a person does mitzvot and he does them modestly, he's not looking to show off with what he does, then God loves what he does. So we have to remember the importance of tzniut. And tzniut is especially important when dealing with our spouses. God created men and women different in that women have a greater tendency for tzniut, even though they're going to talk to their friends and share everything with everyone. But still, there are elements of life that deserve tzniut, where women are more tzanua, and men can sometimes be less tzanua. And a person has to try and be tzanua. And this can affect many things. Does a person walk around his house in his underwear and undershirt? It's not forbidden. It's a question of tzniut. Is a person going to be more tzanua or less tzanua? It's his call. But that's a question of how he's going to run his home. And the same thing applies to showing affection and other things. You cannot say, exceptional affection is not supposed to be showed in public. But beyond that, these are levels in tzniut. It's not you could say it is prohibited, it isn't prohibited. There are many things which are correct. A person is supposed to hold the door for his wife. If she needs help with a stroller or something else, he's supposed to help her. Shouldn't say, well, it's not so, no, we're in public. I don't hold hands. I don't. Holding hands, as some say it is okay, some say it isn't okay. It's a level of tzniut not to hold hands in public. There are kallahs that are going to be upset at you if when you leave the chuppah you don't hold her hand. She's going to say, everyone's going to think I was impure in the chuppah. How dare you not hold my hand? So don't hurt her feelings. I'm not saying a person shouldn't hold his hands when he leaves the chuppah. That's something between him and her. And I'm not saying a couple shouldn't hold hands when they walk in the street, even though that is a level of tzniut. But if she's walking into the marriage with an anticipation that that's how they're going to lead their married life, fine. They have what to rely on. That's not the issue. The issue is more a general approach. A general approach to what's said in front of other people, what's shared with other people. We're building our own entity. We want an open home, we want to have guests, but we have to remember that part of the beauty of our relationship is that it's ours. The second we share it with other people, it's no longer ours. We have to make a switch when we go from being single to being married. Very often when we're single, so we tell our friends about this and that, what happens between us and it could be the girl we're dating, it could be the girl we're engaged to. But now that we're married, so there has to be a switch. Tzniut is part of what will build the beauty within the marriage, that we can rely on that this is ours. There's an area of tzniut that can sometimes be very difficult for a wife, especially if she didn't grow up with this concept, and that is covering her hair. One thing that's very important, I remember when I was told this tip as a chatan, and it applies to every chatan, it doesn't matter how religious your wife is, compliment her on her tzni'ud, compliment her on her hair covering. When a kala wears her hair covering the first time, so she's, how does it look? She might not even ask you. But if you tell her, oh, it looks great, it looks wonderful, it's gorgeous, you're giving her more koach to do it. Every person wants to look good, every one of us, and more so women. So we have to compliment them on their looks. It is not our position, and it's not tanua, it's not proper to compliment the girl on her looks when we're dating, but when we're married, so then that's part of what a husband has to do. Again, in a tanua fashion, he doesn't have to tell her in front of the whole family, you look great tonight. It's no one's business. But he does have to tell her she looks great when it's him and her. So tzniut doesn't mean not doing things. Tzniut means doing things in a way that's tsanua. Hatsnea means to hide things. Meaning all these things have to occur. The show of affection between a couple, show of affection, I'm not talking about only in the bedroom. I'm talking about show of affection in private quarters between a couple. But it has to be in a tsanua way. So all these things have to occur, but when we cherish them, then we don't have to flaunt them. Quite the contrary. Usually when a couple is flaunting their relationship, it's because it's all on the outside. It's not there on the inside. When it's there on the inside, then they don't have to show everyone else. They don't have to go around showing everyone whatever they feel for one another. Unfortunately, this has proven itself. I mean, when I was told this, I was skeptical. But we've had chatanim who walked around telling everyone in the machon from the time they started dating the girl how amazing the girl they were dating is. Baruch Hashem, I never heard that. I'm sure your kal is amazing. I didn't hear you walking around telling the whole machon. We had one zechassan that he was with us for quite a few years before he married the girl. And he walked around. I met him the first time I met him. He told me about his girlfriend, what an amazing girl he had. Fine, I said, she must be really amazing. Okay, if he's telling me about her for 3 years. They ended up getting married and getting divorced very shortly afterwards. It didn't last a half a year. It's tragic. And I'm still in touch with the guy, and I love the guy, and I feel bad for him. But we have to know that we build things from within out. We build things from within the solitude of the home. We build a solid home. There were a few more points I wanted to discuss tonight, but we're out of time. Maybe next week we'll add a few minutes also for the Jewish home. Again, don't take any of this personally. I am addressing these points because these are points that I feel I left out of the previous Binyan HaBayit series. These are points that I don't think I ever discussed, and I think they're very important for a person building his home. So it has nothing to do with anyone. I'm not speaking to anyone specific here. I'm adding these points. These are points I want to add to the previous series. Laila Tova.